making his Fox Footy commentary debut this Saturday when Brisbane take on Collingwood in AFLW. Welcome to you, Tom.
Good morning. How are we?
We're pretty well. You looking forward to a bit of commentary work?
A little bit nervous, but very excited to give it a crack. And our girls are going really well, so it's exciting times for the footy club.
Tommy, one of the most talked about players in the off-season, mate. We didn't know whether you were staying, going, captain, not captain, happy with the coach, not happy with the coach. Where does it sit right now?
No, I'm really happy. Really settled up here in Queensland. Obviously, Chris has come on board and David Noble as well. So the footy club's taken a different direction, and I think we're on the right track now. And it's been a long, solid pre-season, but the boys are in really good shape, and we obviously have our first hit out on Sunday against the Suns up here. So very exciting times, and this time of year, all you want to do is get out there and play.
Yeah, which is a bit different, I guess, 6 months ago. You asked to be traded, is that true, or asked to explore the option of being traded?
No, we had to sit down and see what was best for me and for the footy club. And Chris was really open with me, and I was really open with him, and we had a really good conversation. And from then on, it's been a really good relationship we've had, and I think it's probably the most honest one. And we've just really had those conversations, and I think they needed to be had, and we've put them to bed and moved on.
The conversations around what? Around you wanting to explore your options elsewhere, or about what had taken place the previous 12 months?
So it was just a private conversation that had to be had between me and Chris and the footy club and what was best for both parties.
Tom, good morning. Sam McLuey. I just want to read out a quote. I'm not sure if you've heard this from your new coach. He said very recently there were a lot of bad raps on Tom last year, but all I can say is I found him to be a real professional. I couldn't speak highly enough of him. Real praise from the new coach. Was it the conversation that you just mentioned that changed things for you, or did you have a moment by yourself that you decided with the new coach coming in, you needed to change something to get a fresh outlook on things?
Well, I think sometimes external views can be lost compared to internal views, and I think I've just gone about my business and no doubt I've changed a couple of things, but that's really nice words from Chris, and the most important thing is going out there on weekends and playing good footy for the football club.
Has there been massive changes, Tom, to the way that the club is training, the way that you're preparing, the game plan, the way that the club has been rebuilt in that short time that Fagan's been there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the way we'll approach games will be completely different this year, and we were scored against heavily through our games last year. I think we're 132 points against on average, which is world-breaking, I think. And we've tightened some things up defensively, but I think you'll see a different, more attacking flair from our individuals and team. And I'm really excited to see what the likes of Lewis Taylor and Dane Dorco and boys like that can do this season and moving forward. So the game plan's definitely changed. The training's definitely changed. We've gone from training in the mornings in 30-plus heat to moving to the afternoon as we play a lot of games sort of in the afternoon night up here. It's definitely helped the boys in preparation for the season, I believe.
Talking to Brisbane Lions, Tommy Rockliffe. And Tommy, the club itself, though, has that changed? Has there been a real change there? Because, I mean, a lot of things that we're hearing last year were about the facilities, it was about the mood of the place. It seemed to be a place that was dislocated in a lot of important areas. Has that been changed as well?
Yeah, absolutely it has. I think the appointment of David Noble has been really important for that side of things. He's a very good footy manager. He's been around the traps for a long period of time, and he's come in, and I think he's sorted a lot of those issues out. He's still working through them, no doubt, but his influence from a footy manager point of view has been outstanding for our footy club. And we've had a little renovation done underneath just to open it up and make it a lot more brighter, and I think the facilities are coming along nicely. I'm not sure where they're at exactly with the club, but from what we're hearing internally, they're not too far away.
Tom, captain for the last 2 years. Do you want to be captain in 2017?
Whatever's best for the football club, and if that's me, that's me. If it's not me, then it's not me, and I fully support whoever it is. I think it's important these days that you have a really strong leadership group, so I think the days of having the one person, you need to have five or six really strong people And strong leaders within the playing group, and with leading teams coming on board, it's been a really good process for us to go through as a playing group and as a football club. And it feels like the player empowerment at the group, we have a real say on the direction of where we want to get to. And I think you look at our group, we are young and exciting, and the most important thing for us is we want to get up there and play finals footy again. And I think that the leading teams programs held us in good stead, and it's set some really good foundations for the future.
Have you got that depth of leader there? I mean, your former coach had this to say: if the club feel Tom's position as captain needs to be looked at, so be it. But I tell you what, they haven't got a Melbourne Cup field coming through as candidates to replace him.
Yeah, I think we have. I think we've grown, and I think some boys have really showed some really good leadership. And Stephen Martin's one who's put his hand up and has really been really impressive this pre-season, where he's probably in the past and by his own admission just gone about his own business, but he's got a really good care for this group and where it's heading. And Dane Zorko, I believe, could easily captain an AFL club, and Dane Beam's the same. And I think that depth of leaders is starting to grow, and I think you look at our next generation of leaders, Harris Andrews, is one that really stands out from that younger group that's coming through. He's only a 21-year-old, but what he's been able to achieve in only 2 years of senior footy is really exciting.
Hey, Tommy, that leading teams, it's about feedback. You give it, you receive it. What was it that you learnt about yourself from the team as part of that?
It's just been a good process. We haven't had those brutal honesty sessions that everyone talks about and has to sit out in front of the group. It's just been about learning. And for us, we probably haven't done a lot of leadership learning in the past as a footy club and as a playing group. So it's been a really good experience from that point of view. And to learn the ways to give and receive feedback, I'm probably one that is not afraid to say it how I see it, but I don't probably reward stuff that boys are doing well, and that's been a good thing for me to acknowledge it and start to really focus on in and moving forward.
When is the player vote for the leadership group, Tom? Is it next month?
I think it is in coming weeks. I think I think the club and the process is that they want to see it under game conditions a little bit, but that's for Chris and the football club and leading teams to come up with. But I think there'll be an announcement within the next sort of month. I think we'll vote for a leadership group and go from there.
Good luck, Tommy. If you want the captaincy, hope you get it, and good luck with the season.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you, Tom.